Well, hello and welcome to the studios of Bedford Community Television. My name is Ray Chadwick. I'm your host today on Candidates Corner. This show is one of a series being done by BCTV to introduce you to the nominees that you will see on the ballot in the general election. And one of those offices will be the Office of County Commissioner for Hillsborough County. We have with us today the nominee and actually current County Commissioner for District 1 in Hillsborough County. That's Tony Pappas. Tony, how are you? It's good to see you as always.
Thank you.
God, this feels like old times. We've done this a couple of times now.
We have, yes.
How many terms have you had, and this will be your...
I was thinking of that today. I started in 2001.
Wow.
So
okay.
That makes it 18 years. So that would be
eight or nine terms.
Yeah.
That's amazing when you lose count. So you must be doing an excellent job. What's new in the last 2 years since we actually sat down here? What's going on in county government?
Well, I think that the most important changes have occurred at the county jail.
Oh, really?
We, as you know, have a terrible drug crisis, particularly in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And that has impacted the health of our inmates. They're all coming in with mental health problems and drug addictions, not all, but many.
Many, right.
And so our healthcare system was struggling to keep up with mm-hmm. all the problems that we had. So we changed the way we deliver our healthcare. We've hired a new doc and a new medical team mm-hmm. and beefed up the whole system so that we're able to meet the challenge.
Okay.
And then also, we finally have been given funding by the delegation, which is very good mm-hmm. because they have wanted us to start a substance treatment program.
And are you talking now for inmates that are in the jail?
Yes.
Right.
And our superintendent is doing a good job in setting mm-hmm. that up. The inmates that are qualified will be able to take this program on and hopefully become unaddicted.
Right.
And then they will receive a plan after they're ready to be mm-hmm. released to go into the community with hopefully a place to live and a job.
So being set up for reintegrating to the community.
Okay. We think that's the most important part of the program because, you know, many of them would be homeless or their families are not interested in taking them
sure.
back at some point. And
right.
so finding a home is extremely important,
right,
and then
right.
finding a way to pay for that home.
Right. Well, I think it's important in these kinds of things. You know, the old model, if it was sort of justice and punishment. But mm-hmm. the problem with recurring issues, if you don't change the fundamental value system that people are applying, they'll go right back and the recidivism rate just keeps going up. So I think that's the right approach to it. But you mentioned that the if we can call it the drug addiction problem, heroin problem, is impacting the county government. Let's step back a bit and talk about what exactly does county government do? Now, I know you're one of three county commissioners, and you're overseeing the whole activities of the county mm-hmm. government. So let's tell our viewers what exactly that includes.
Well, that includes overseeing a budget.
Of course, right.
$90 million. Half of it is used to offer senior care, whether it be in nursing homes mm-hmm. or sometimes assisted living. And then we also oversee the budgets of the Sheriff's Department, the County mm-hmm. Attorney, the mm-hmm. Register of Deeds in Nashua, mm-hmm. Our nursing home, and our jail. I think I've covered
There's
all
of them. There's a Register of Probate in there, too, isn't there?
How does that actually work? Program. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, people sometimes wonder why we have that. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
I would.
Okay. Oh, all right. Go ahead.
We have a Register of Probate that I think makes $100 a year.
That's right. It's a yeah. it's a pittance kind of. Well, I won't call it pittance. It's the same thing our reps get.
Yes.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
And when that person wins his or her re-election, he will or she will be told, please don't come to work. We don't have a phone for you. We don't have a desk for you. We have nothing.
So that exists.
So the job
because
doesn't
of,
exist.
Well, the jobs in these, or these jobs, I should say, they exist at the fiat of the legislature, if I'm correct. I mean, they say these are the jobs that go along with the county.
I believe it's also constitutional.
Oh, okay.
And so Donna Sitek is running for that job in Rockingham County.
Mm-hmm.
telling her voters, please vote for me so I can make this obsolete by creating an amendment to the Constitution.
Right.
And eliminating
and,
the job.
And B.J. Perry of Bedford is running for
yes.
it, you know, in Hillsborough. But, yes, I've heard that along the way, that that's wondering, why are we doing this anymore? So, okay, we've now covered all of them, and we've dispensed with the register of probate.
Yes.
So I heard jails. I heard senior citizens, county attorney, sheriff, and register of deeds. Mm-hmm. Anything else? $90 million a year, huh?
Well, half of it is Medicaid-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just in and out kind of.
Is that part of the 90,
required.
Or is the 90 the actual money out of New Hampshire taxpayers?
Oh, no. The taxpayers probably pay one-third of it.
Okay.
Some of it is state money. We have a 50-50 division with the state on the Medicaid money.
Mm-hmm.
And our nursing home just about breaks even.
Okay.
So that's a wash, and that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So the rest of the departments are the ones that we really run and that need funding.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty important services that we offer.
Right.
And I have to say that this year, the three commissioners, unfortunately, we lost a commissioner.
Carol Holden, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But we did develop a budget which was accepted and voted in by the county delegation for the first time in the history, or at least in my history.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Now,
the county delegation, just for our viewers, that is for Hillsborough County. That includes all of the state representatives who have been elected to represent the towns and cities in Hillsborough County. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
No state senators in that, right?
No.
Okay, just the state representatives.
Yes.
So it's really their job to gather. That's what you called earlier the Hillsborough delegation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their job to come together periodically to approve a budget that you and the other commissioners put together with the team. And then oversee progress, I guess. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
How often do they do that?
Once a year.
Okay.
July 1st is our budget year.
I see. I see.
So they vote in June.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very stringent oversight. Committees are formed early on.
Mm-hmm.
Subcommittees are formed, then committees, and then there's an executive committee of
right.
21 people mm-hmm. representing the towns and the two cities. They make the final decision, mm-hmm. pass it on to the whole delegation, and they vote it up or down.
Right.
So a lot of people take a look at the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they learn a lot about county government that way, so
right.
it's a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Well, I think it's good to have visibility on these kinds of things, because if there's a lot of money, you want to make sure it's well applied.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, not just for applying the same old techniques that are not producing solutions,
because mm-hmm.
You just have an ongoing expenditure without mm-hmm. benefit. And I think the comment you made earlier about the substance abuse management is exactly what we want. Help people so they're not just back here again in another year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what's your background and how does it help you with this task?
I began as a state representative and devoted a lot of time to county. I became a member of the executive committee on the county delegation.
I see.
I just became interested in county government.
Uh-huh.
And then someone suggested, why don't you run for commissioner? And I did, and here I am.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yes. And Bedford, of course, is very supportive, so that helps me.
Well, your district includes, if I've got it right, Manchester, Bedford,
mm-hmm.
the towns of Bedford and New Boston.
Yes.
That's it. I think two is the city of Nashua
mm-hmm.
and maybe Litchfield?
Litchfield, I believe, and Pelham, maybe
yes.
Hudson.
Right, right.
And then all of those other little towns belong to.
Right, the rest of the 29, what's left of the
29
towns. There's a total of 29, right?
All the way out to Peterborough, I think.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Up to Antrim, Bennington, a whole bunch of places sort of out there.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the representatives for that whole group is what you're really dealing with here.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
That must be interesting.
It is very interesting. There are competing interests, too. The towns often don't understand the problems of Nashua and Manchester.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty typical, isn't it?
Isn't it typical? Yeah.
I mean, I was born in New York, and New York City sort of dominates the discussion in the state and pretty much the rest of the state. It's like California, where they all think that San Francisco and Los Angeles are running the state.
True.
And they're really not. Well, maybe they are. I'm not really sure. Anyway, what is the sheriff's department responsible for doing, actually?
Well, he transports prisoners. He has folks at the courthouses guarding and keeping security. He delivers writs and helps the legal community.
You mean legal notices and things like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. Well, you know, I'm going through this because one thing about county government is most people, I believe, don't think that much about it because it doesn't impact them on a daily basis somewhat like they, you know, think of, you know, taxes and things that come out of the legislature.
I think the sheriff's department fills in some of the little towns that don't have police departments.
Oh, okay.
So they do some of that work, which is really important.
Yeah, okay. So and
communications, too. They're very involved with communications.
Are you talking about, like, in emergencies and things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the little towns, especially.
So depending on where you are in the county, if your town is not big enough to actually afford its own police force, you rely on the sheriff's department. Yeah, that's interesting. The jails. Register of deeds.
Well, she handles wills and trusts, of course, and all of the land and buildings that are bought and sold.
Okay.
And she also has an obligation to protect and preserve the historic documents that are in her under her supervision, going way back to the 1700s. And she's done a wonderful job, I must say, of keeping up with all of that.
That's down in Nashua, that office, isn't it?
Yes, it's in the old courthouse.
Okay.
And it's not in the best of neighborhoods anymore.
Hmm.
So she's concerned about security issues. So we have helped her, and she's been very good about...
Now, this is Pam Coughlin,
Pam
right?
Coughlin.
This is the current register, and running again, actually,
on
the Republican side. Yep.
So she's been good about helping, about working with us to try to keep that building secure. Through alarm systems and new kinds of configurations within the office and elevator, control over the whole building.
Right. Now,
at a reasonable cost, because that can go
get out of hand. I would say so. Now, they handle deeds for private entities, any property, not just property of the county or the state. Am I correct?
In Hillsborough County.
In Hillsborough County. One of the things I believe they're working on is improved systems to ensure the accuracy of deeds and that... your ownership of a deed is not encumbered by a lien that isn't appropriate. Are you up to speed on that? Because I remember Pam mentioning that was an important protection for people's property rights.
Yeah, they have been working on that, and I'm pretty sure it's been successful. And that is a serious problem for people. It can really hold things up.
Right. Because once you put a lien on something, it's very difficult to discharge it or sell your property. If someone says you can't sell the property unless you pay me $10,000, let's say, and if that's not an accurate debt, it can tie you up forever. Yeah, I think that's an important protection for individuals and an important business of the government to make sure that the records are properly kept. So that's worthy.
Yeah.
That's a worthy thing. Since the sheriff has, does the sheriff not have some role in the security at the registry building?
It was decided that we didn't want an actual enforcement person there.
I see.
And that we preferred to do it in a quiet kind of way with glass doors and walls and an alarm system and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And not to tie up a person, you know, all day long.
Well, that seems smart.
I mean, the building is open into the evening, really, and it would become expensive.
Yeah, okay. So the idea then is let's not have human beings spending time here, protected with systems. Well, I think that's clever. That's the way to respect the taxpayers and
Yeah, I hope so.
Not add expenses to the whole process.
We don't have a problem.
Now, Jim Hardy is the current sheriff. He's also running again.
It sounds like
all of you folks that are in county government are running again and successfully got past your primaries, right?
Yes, we all did, and we're all Republicans.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's those little towns.
I like that.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I do. But, I think part of what I like about that is, and everybody seems to be focused on trying to do the best job they can with limited resources and respectful of the taxpayers, which, you know, is the way it's supposed to be, in my opinion.
So. Yeah, I think county government is really nonpartisan.
That's true.
We've had Democrats, commissioners for sure, and they've also done good work.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
But I think it just goes back to the idea of how do you respect your responsibility for stewarding the assets of the citizens and the taxpayers. So I admire you all for that.
Well, thank
you. And Joe Kelly Lavasser, who was the last registered probate, is now running for executive counsel. So B.J. Perry has stood up. It'll be interesting to see how long that office lasts. I agree.
Yeah, I think the former speaker, Donna Sitek, is serious about trying to... Try to eliminate it. It's kind of silly to have it.
Well, this is an interesting length. I bet you there's probably not 1 in 100 of our viewers that are familiar with the register of probate.
Right.
And the fact that people are wondering why it exists.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be there.
That's pretty interesting.
Since they've revamped the court system.
Yeah, that's right. Very good point. Speaking of court system, talk a bit about the county attorney's office. What are their responsibilities?
Well, you just had Dennis here.
Yes, see. I did, actually. But they may not,
County
viewers
Attorney
may not
Hogan.
See Dennis.
And he, of course, handles civil cases. Mm-hmm. He's a prosecuting office.
Right.
And he, too, has been pretty busy during this last few years because of the drug crisis. Mm-hmm. So he has many more cases to handle than he did several years ago.
Right.
And he is, I think, doing a terrific job with little resource and little staff. His deputies are very good at keeping up with the amount of cases that are coming through. He handles the cases in Manchester and Nashua. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes to both courthouses.
Right, right.
And then, of course, the towns as well.
Yeah.
But I think the big load of work is in Manchester.
Right, right. Let's talk a little bit about, you've mentioned it, and Dennis did when I talked to him earlier, about the impact of addiction on government services and then the consequent budgets that go with it. You're seeing that. You mentioned it earlier. How is that impacting the various departments?
I think that they're all requiring more resources and more funds, particularly the jail and Dennis's Attorney Hogan's department.
Right.
He definitely needs more people to work for him, to keep up. As far as the nursing home is concerned, I think we have probably some impact there with younger people. Mental health can be an issue in the nursing home. That can be connected to the drug crisis as well.
Sure. Wow.
So I think, we're definitely impacted, and it's a sad thing because what do you do? I mean, you have to deal with it.
Of course.
And it's costly.
Yeah.
This morning I was at a meeting with Manchester's and some other people, but Manchester's public health director, and he reported that this past month only 19 people died of a drug overdose in Manchester. And I thought, only
19?
And he was proud of that because it's less than we've had all year. And so that gives you...
You mean last month's amount of 19 was less than prior
than
months?
Than the past, say, 11 months or so. And, so that gives you an idea of what's going on out there.
So that means, if I've got those numbers right, that means 250 people a year are dying of drug overdoses in the city of Manchester.
City of Manchester alone, yes. And, of course, the towns in Nashua add on to that,
sure,
too.
Exactly.
We don't know what the problem is. I mean, you know what the problem is. The drugs are coming up from 90 through Route 93 up through Massachusetts and
from further south.
Stop at Manchester, probably. I don't know how much further they go. And then up through Maine. I think enforcement is a big issue. I think we should be working on enforcement. We should be educating kids in schools at a younger age about what to stay away from. Those are the two areas. And then, of course, doing treatment programs to help people that can get well again.
Right. Let's talk about enforcement. You mentioned that, and I've heard people differentiating between enforcement as in prosecution of people using as opposed to prosecution of people trafficking.
Right.
Which one are you thinking of?
Trafficking.
Yeah, right.
Definitely trafficking.
Yeah, because it seems, you know, prosecuting users is really not a solution because it just puts them, you know, takes them out of the pool for a while, but doesn't change the reasons they jumped in. So,
which reminds me, I wanted to tell you that we have finally established a drug court in Hillsborough County North. So we're working with Justice Nadeau on that.
Good.
And that's moving along.
So what does that exactly do that's different? Is that...
That will prevent people from going into the system.
So it's a stop before you go into incarceration and giving you another option.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, tell us more.
Well, the judges will decide who the qualified people might be. And it's another way to prevent incarceration, which is costly, and possibly help some people.
Yeah. So it's a process that actually...
And then we'll do treatment and education.
Requires treatment, education,
some
remediation of some kind. And I guess bringing them back to the community with support. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that seems like that's the, aside from the logical way, it's also the, you know, if I could say it, the Christian way to deal with these things. You know, the caring way is probably a better way to put it. Because if you're not trying to help the people along the way to help them back to life, then, you know, it's hard to see how we get a solution to this thing. You also mentioned education for young people. Give me your thoughts on that, because I know we've had the DARE program. We've had a series of things, at least my kids went to when they were coming up.
I don't have children myself, so I'm not sure exactly what the school system is like. A lot of those programs, I understand, haven't worked. Is that true?
Well, I think there's a lot of data. You know, people will have these opinions not. I think, but whatever we're doing, apparently, and it's not just the schools. I mean, it's the oversight of parents. There's a whole variety of things in this. But since we seem to have bigger and bigger problems, then I guess whatever we're doing is not right.
Yeah. I've heard people say that it should start at an earlier age, that we start too late. Teaching kids about what to avoid and how to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And
right.
That could be
something
that we should think about.
Yeah, I think, well, it's, I suppose depending on where you are in life, it's hard to understand how people can be seduced by these things because it's not a path to success. It's a path almost to ruin. But
and it amazes me how kids with... you know, are addicted to drugs, and it doesn't amaze me. I feel badly that parents take a while before they can figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
It's hard to see the signs of what's going on for quite some time.
Yeah, and this is readily available, I think, in the schools anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a parental obligation, too, but it all works together.
Yeah. I'm not sure there's any one little thing that you could just, you know, do. It's a series of things. It's parental oversight. It's education. It's values, if you will, a whole bunch of stuff. But it does come back and impacts right back into the county facilities.
It sure does. We're full to the brim.
So depending on how this goes, you're going to wind up expanding facilities again and again until this peaks.
Yeah, if you think about the future, that's how it's going to look.
Yeah. That's not a very positive outlook. I mean, aside from the outlook of the people, just the, you know, the continual need for servicing problems. It's going to be tough.
They're building an addition to the Concord prison for women, but that's taking longer than it should. So, as I don't know if you know, but the prison in Goffstown on our property is leased to the state, and that's the women's prison, and that's very overcrowded, and there are no programs available for these women, and it's a sad situation. So our fingers are crossed that soon that women's wing will be open in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we'll be filling it quickly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that's not good news. And I also meant to tell you, the property in Goffstown, we have about close to 400 acres of land,
right,
and a lot of old buildings. We are aggressively starting to market some of those empty spaces.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to have some commercial people come in. If not, maybe some nonprofits. So we've really made that a goal for the next couple of years.
Yeah, there's a way to utilize those assets and perhaps bring in some revenue from them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
The Goffstown Court is in our second floor now, and that's it. We still have space up there.
Good. Good. Well, Tony, we're almost out of time here, so
why don't
you spend a moment? Yeah, time goes by, doesn't it? Why don't you spend a moment and comment to the voters and why they should send you back for term number 9?
Thank you. I really appreciate having an opportunity to talk with you today. I'm very passionate about county government and enjoy my job, and I feel confident that I am that I have the leadership ability and the experience and the strength to keep leading my District 1, which represents Manchester, Bedford, and New Boston. I think we've delivered county services at the lowest possible cost to our taxpayer, and that these are important services that people don't often think about but are very important to our daily lives. So please consider voting for me on November 8th. And it will be Tony Pappas for County Commissioner at the bottom of the ballot. Thank you very much.
Well, Tony, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You know, it's interesting. I make the comment that people should, start at the top of the ballot and work their way to the bottom. But since you're already there, maybe they should start at the bottom and work their way back up to the top. But, well, thank you for coming in today and for all you're doing in managing the affairs of the county in an exemplary way. And it's obvious because you wouldn't be back there for your 9th term if you hadn't been. So I want to thank you for all that effort and thank you for all that you do and the rest of the folks in county government. And just to list them, that's yourself, Sheriff Jim Hardy, County Attorney Dennis Hogan. Pam Coughlin, Register of Deeds, David Fredette, who is the Treasurer. And last but not least, B.J. Perry, Register of Probate. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see them all on the ballot. Please vote for them. Make your vote count on November 8th. Thanks for watching and have a good day.